friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and on with the show. Okay, so today we are reading The Paddington Treasury. We're in the third story in this book, and these stories were written by a man named Michael Bond, and they are read today by Mommy and...
Philip.
Just Philip today?
No.
Whip?
No.
Philip.
Whip Pip.
All right, I like it because it rhymes. Okay, here we go.
My name is Rhyme Time.
Rhyme Time. Are you ready? Okay. One day, Jonathan and Judy decided to take Paddington on an outing to the zoo. Before they set off, Paddington made a large pile of marmalade sandwiches, 6 in all. When they reached the zoo, the zookeeper, the gatekeeper, wouldn't let them in.
I'm sorry, he said. Pets aren't allowed.
Pets?
Replied Jonathan.
Paddington isn't a pet, said Judy. He's one of the family.
And Paddington gave the man such a hard stare, he let them in without another word. That's a great hard stare. I like it.
Come on, said Jonathan. Why don't I take your picture with the parrot?
Give a great big smile, called Judy. Say cheese.
Cheese,
said Paddington.
Squawk,
said a parrot as he took a very big bite out of Paddington's sandwich.
Thank you very much. Squawk, squawk.
That was not nice.
How rude of that parrot to just help himself to someone else's sandwich. Next, they went to see the Siberian wild dog.
Nice doggy,
said Paddington. But the Siberian wild dog went, oh, and made Paddington jump so much that the rest of the sandwich flew out of his hand and landed in the cage. How dreadful. So he's lost part of his sandwich to a parrot and the other half to a Siberian wild dog. Not good.
Let me take a picture of you with a donkey, said Jonathan.
Hee-haw! Hee-haw!
Brayed the donkey when he saw Paddington's sandwiches. Oh no, what has happened? What happened? The donkey.
That's 2 gone, said Judy.
Paddington's smile was getting less cheesy all the time. The elephant didn't wait to be asked either. It simply made a loud trumpeting noise. I'm not very good at elephants, am I? Yeah, you do a better job than I do, I think. And reached down with its trunk. Paddington watched as his third sandwich disappeared. He began to feel that going to the zoo was not such a good idea after all. And I have never seen an elephant eat a marmalade sandwich, maybe a peanut butter sandwich, because elephants like peanuts. But perhaps marmalade is just as good as, because marmalade is orange jelly type. It's kind of an orange flavored thing. But I don't know, maybe elephants like that too. But there was worse to follow. I know, look at this. When the lion saw them coming, it gave a great roar. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Roar! It was such a loud roar, Paddington dropped his fourth sandwich on the ground, and before he could say help, it was surrounded by pigeons. Oh no. So the lion didn't get it, but the pigeons did. That's bad luck there. The only ones who didn't say anything were the penguins. They just stood there looking sad, as if they were all dressed up for a party but had nowhere to go. Paddington felt so sorry for them that he gave them sandwich number 5. Penguins eat fish, said a man sternly. He pointed to the notice. It is strictly forbidden to give them marmalade sandwiches. Oh, dear. He must not have known that, don't you think? Yeah. Well, I would never have known that, so. But there is, in the picture we can see, there's a sign you can see here too that says the rules here. And he has broken the rule. And while Paddington was looking at the notice, the man helped himself to the last of the sandwiches.
The cheek of it, said Jonathan.
You need eyes in the back of your head, agreed Judy.
I need my elevensies, said Paddington. Zoos make you hungry. Besides, nothing more can happen to me now.
But it did. Just to round things off, the mountain goat ate his sandwich bag.
That does it, said Jonathan. If you ask me, it's time we went home.
This trip to the zoo has been very unfortunate for their sandwich eating habit, don't you think? Yes, indeed. A few days later, Jonathan showed Paddington the photographs he'd taken at the zoo.
You can have one for your scrapbook, he said.
Which do you like best?
Asked Judy.
The one with the parrot, said Paddington promptly. At least he said thank you when he ate my marmalade sandwich. That's more than any of the others did.
And so we can see the very last picture has Paddington at the zoo, and he's putting it in his book. You remember how he had a scrapbook the last time that he was putting pictures in, pasting them in? And now, because his picture of him at the Queen's Castle, the palace, was also pasted in a book. Do you remember that?
Yep.
See? There's that one. And now he's got a new one, and he's working on it in his bed. And he's pasting the pictures in. And that, friends, is the end of the trip to the zoo. And I would say a pretty successful trip if you don't want marmalade sandwiches. If you do want marmalade sandwiches, it's dreadful. You don't? Okay. Well, you tried. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.